Hello, and welcome to the Canal Street Chronicles podcast, part of the SB Nation family. I'm your host, Brendan Ertl, and you can find my Saints articles on Canal Street Chronicles as well. You can follow me on Twitter, at Brendan_Ertl.
Hi, this is Scott Galloway, professor of marketing at NYU Stern School of Business and host of the Prop G Pod. If you don't know me, the New York Times calls me the Howard Stern of business. Kara Swisher, super friggin' insightful, and Elon Musk, an insufferable numbskull. I think we're going to make up. I think we're going to go somewhere and do ketamine together. Each week on my show, the Prop G Pod, we bring you insights from blue flame thinkers, including my nemesis, Adam Grant. Super smart guy. My nemesis because he's really good. Or one of our favorite journalists, Fareed Zakaria. Fareed's a total gangster. Not only that, we provide listeners with a markets-driven episode every Monday. We answer our listeners' questions about business, big tech, and career pivots every Wednesday and get to listen to the sweet sound of George Hahn reading our newsletter every Saturday. That's right. The Prop G Pod is in your feeds four times a week. I'm like AOL in the 90s. To resist is futile. Put your hand into a box of cereal. Is it a tasty, sugary snack? Nope. It's the dog.
Hoo dat, and welcome back to Canal Street Chronicles podcast. I'm your host, Brendan Ertl. Today we're going to be talking about the Senior Bowl that happened this past weekend. And I have no one else better than Nate Williamson, Senior Bowl scout and contributor for the Canal Street Chronicles and Fansided. Nate, how's it going? Welcome to the show.
It's going great, dude. I hope you can say the same. It's an honor to be on your podcast.
So I know a lot goes down the Senior Bowl, but I first just want to jump in, like, the experience of the Senior Bowl. Like, what goes down? What's the daily routine look like? And just kind of give us that rundown of how the Senior Bowl works.
So a lot of people fly in either on the weekend. We got there, I think it was Monday or Sunday. It was somewhere in there. And honestly, that it kind of just describes it in that. It is so crazy. It moves so fast. That week flew by. A lot of it, you kind of come in there and your basic daily schedule, and I'm sure you know this part of it, the practices, the weigh-ins, it is almost similar to a NFL scouting combine. It's very similar to that when you get started. So it's really cool.
Yeah, for sure. Like, the public doesn't see a lot of things that maybe you see. They don't broadcast everything. I know NFL Network broadcasts, like, the game and, like, some of the practice, but a lot of the behind-the-scenes we don't see. So who kind of stood out in your eyes? Maybe not even, like, the big names. Who did you see that stood out the most?
I think a couple of names that we kind of just, like, have to start with here. I think I would be doing you guys a disservice if I didn't. Some guys that really made themselves some money, and that's the beauty of the event. My favorite part, like you said, watching the guys that you don't normally see. Lenar Rhimes had a safety there. His name's Kyle Duggar. Dude was outstanding in coverage, in the box. He lined up against a great group of tight ends in a pretty shallow tight end class overall. There were a lot of good senior tight ends and did a great job. And he was one of the standouts for me, as well as, Liberty's Antonio Gandy-Golden is a name that's, like, been coming up a lot recently. But heading into the Senior Bowl, dude wasn't talked about hardly at all. So those two guys really came out and made a ton of money for themselves as smaller school guys.
Yeah, like you said, definitely a place to make your money. And that tight end, I did see that name start to pop up over the course of the week. Definitely a name to look out for the Saints. Jared Cook is, oh, I don't want to say he's young. He's getting up there in age. So definitely a player to look out for the Saints. But the big need for the Saints is the wide receiver position. And I think this is the class where the Saints have to poach one or even two receivers. And if you take out all these receivers, if you look at the Senior Bowl receiving class, it's stacked. You have Van Jefferson, KJ Hill, Colin Johnson, Michael Pittman. The list goes on. So just talk about those receivers a little bit. Who stood out and who maybe made money going into the practice?
Oh, it was an absolutely stacked class at the wide receiver, just like this draft class is. It's insane. And for a team that can kind of deal with, you know, a couple maybe, I guess what you call, like, fortune picks, where the Saints have a lot more picks and they've already got a studly team, to say the least, that underperformed, obviously, but we're not even going to drop into that. This Senior Bowl class would have been – we sat right in the middle on day two of practices of the Saints staff, Mickey Loomis was right there. Sean Payton was actually at dinner next to a friend of mine, which is just insane to think about. Guys made themselves some big money. Like you said, some names that were common. Denzel Mims, Van Jefferson out of Florida is probably the biggest one to watch this week. No one could guard him. He was just gone. Every play he was in, it seemed like none of the corners could get a handle on him.
Yeah, Van Jefferson, and I definitely saw a ton of video of KJ Hill. Of course, the Saints love their Ohio State receiver, so maybe they pick one and kind of let Ted Ginn walk out the door because of his age. So maybe one goes out the door, one comes back in the door. I would not be mad at that. Definitely a stacked wide receiver class, and not even mentioning the underclassmen who have entered the draft. But I want to look at some of the quarterbacks as well. Obviously, Justin Herbert won MVP, and I just want to hear your thought about Justin Herbert and like how he was at Oregon, and they didn't really let him run as much. But kind of that last game against Wisconsin, they let him run, and at the Senior Bowl, we got to see how talented he actually is throwing and running the football.
Yeah, we got to see a lot of him running during the game, which was really refreshing to watch because, as you know, at the scouting combine and things like the Senior Bowl, it's a lot of throwing. You know, they're really there to gauge the arm, not the athleticism as much. So you got to see both of that from the Oregon quarterback. And, man, let me tell you, that arm talent is something else. It's better than – I had never seen him in person, obviously, but, man, it was a joy to watch him all week long. Him and Jordan Love were – in a group of their own, I would say, in this quarterback class at the Senior Bowl, no doubt.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought up Jordan Love because I think he's a rising star. Maybe he wasn't on the best team this past season in college. Gordon from Washington State, too, played pretty well. But I'm trying to get a grip on Jalen Hurts. What's going on with Jalen Hurts? How do he look to you? And personally, like, he looked kind of, like, flattered in the Senior Bowl. I'm not sure what was wrong, but, again, these offensive linemen haven't played together at all this season, so I'm not trying to judge that too much. But do you think his stock went up or down, or what do you think happened with Jalen Hurts?
I think based on – then that's – we were talking a little bit earlier about the behind-the-scenes stuff. Jalen Hurts is such a good leader in a clubhouse and has battled through so many different things, and he got to interact hand-in-hand with all these NFL teams over this year. There was an interview process. They got to talk to whoever they want. Weird fact, Jake Fromm actually came down – and did an interview with the Colts while they were there. So a little bit of an inside tidbit there that was kind of odd for all of us going into the week. But, like, back to Jalen Hurts, just insane leadership quality and everything. You know, there's a question, is he just a less athletic Taysom Hill? I've seen that tossed around. But his performance was flat. Definitely in the game, he was the victim of some terrible offensive line plays. He had a revolving door in front of him, make that four or five of them.
Yep.
But overall, I think Jalen Hurts probably made himself some money in the sights and sounds that even we don't get to see down there as media.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. I don't know what the Saints will do at the quarterback position. Drew Brees, we'll see about him. I expect him to be back, but we could never know. Taysom Hill, of course, it's being reported that they think he is the franchise guy. Do you see the Saints maybe drafting a quarterback, not early, but maybe later on, just for like a project or maybe even a quarterback three, because it's going to be hard to bring back Teddy Bridgewater in that quarterback room?
Yeah, no doubt about that. I expect, like you, to see Drew Brees back, and I definitely see my kind of draft philosophy is if you're not taking a quarterback and you know you might need one down the line, you're doing yourself a disservice because you never know when you'll get a Gardner Minshew or somebody along the line that can hold you over or even be better than what you got. So it's definitely interesting. I could see them doing one maybe in the third or fourth, I would say. There's still some holes to fill, obviously. You know, you got the need for a wide receiver, like we've mentioned time and time again. The need for a versatile offensive lineman, which, yeah, there were a couple of those in this Senior Bowl class, too. The guys coming out of LSU were really impressive and could slot in there. But, yeah, I could definitely see them taking a flyer on a guy like Jalen Hurts, maybe even Jake Fromm kind of later on. I wouldn't be mad about it. I think Saints fans would like to have a guy like that at least around in the locker room as a backup. Learn from Drew, take some good things, and worst comes to worst, you lost a fourth or a fifth-round pick. Who cares?
Yeah, for sure. I'm glad you talked about that because this team has always been in win-now mode. They've always been so aggressive. So maybe that first and three pick, they go wide receiver, guard, or anything, any of those kind of picks. But seeing a quarterback that early would be kind of interesting to see how confident they are in Taysom Hill and how confident they are in Drew will be back. And it's just going to be fun to watch that draft. It's going to be interesting for the Saints' future in general. But I'm glad you brought up Lloyd Cushenberry and Damon Lewis. So watching them
is just, for LSU fans, it makes my heart happy just watching them block downfield, destroying people. I was so happy to see that, and seeing LSU dominate. We'll definitely see a lot of LSU Tigers in the draft. I want to say thank you for Nate Williamson coming on. Thank you for your insight. This is like inside information that not many people have. So I appreciate you coming on, Nate. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely, my dude. Anytime. It was fun.
We'll definitely have to get you on pretty soon.
Sounds like a plan to me. Just call me up.
All right, for sure. Appreciate it. Bye-bye.
All right, yeah. See ya.